This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's your boy. It's your boy. Is it your boy? I'm not sure if it's your boy.
It's your boy.
I think it's your boy.
Man. Let me clarify. Fact check.
It's
your boy.
Ha ha! Shout out my G-Unit soldiers!
G-Unit!
100.
It's poppin', baby boy.
Shout out to Birdman.
Birdman.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course, shout out to Birdman.
For motivational purposes,
yeah.
There's a TV behind the camera of Birdman continuously rubbing his hands.
It's a GIF, a GIF, a GIF, whatever you want to call it.
It's still not long enough, though.
It's not.
Like, however long this GIF will run, it's not long enough.
Let me see if I can get a longer video. Birdman rubbing his hands.
Something longer
for an
than
hour.
Something longer than a continuous loop. They got that?
Long.
While he's looking into
like
that,
8 hours.
I'd like to be a responsible podcast host and welcome you to the Random Order Show by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy, the most handsome, and that's an understatement. Y'all introduce yourself.
Yo.
Wow, heavy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby Trey.
Hey, yo, what's going on, man? I can't find a video, so we are going to have to just do with this this GIF, whatever you want to call it. It's your boy, baby Trey. I'm looking clean right now.
Wah.
Stupid.
You know what it is.
It's your boy, man.
Like, uh-oh.
Man. Who's that?
Who is it?
Let him know who it is, man.
The chocolate one. 100.
Believe that.
Yes, sir.
Shelly.
Yo, I'm going to let y'all know right now. I'm a little under the weather.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn.
You know,
I'm off a Neo Citrin induced nap.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to be chilling this podcast, but you know. I'm here, though.
That's all right. Yeah. All that matters is you right here.
Exactly.
Where else is the chocolate one in the earth right now? Right here.
Right here.
There's only one chocolate one.
Only one.
And he's right there.
A lot of Hershey right ones out there.
Yeah.
It's not chocolate, though.
It's not chocolate.
You're quite present.
Yeah. You know, you could feel me. You could touch me. You know what
I can
saying?
Feel the presence.
Exactly.
I feel that.
I'm here.
I feel the chocolate in the air.
You want to give your own introduction, or should we give you... you
Birdman. It's your man. I got a lot of names, actually. I do have a lot of names.
Talk to him.
But you know...
You run through them.
We got time.
I mean, it's Russell. Can I get a bomb, actually? It's Russell.
Shit.
Hey, yo. Most hated.
The most hated.
Jay Mills was actually, factually, like, most hated. Yeah. But, like, after Jay Mills, like, motherfuckers was hating me. So, like, most hated.
Most hated.
Step your love up.
And I think for the third one, Lil dropped that skincare routine.
Ooh.
I be popping. Like,
you got beautiful skin.
I'm happy.
Oh, my man. I saw your skin enter the room before you did. I saw your glow turn the corner.
It came in, gave everybody a dap up. And was like, I can't do the full hand because I got to do this. Because, like, you know.
And
you ever been with somebody or not like been around somebody that just doesn't want you to touch their face or like anything? Like very sensitive about
their
skin?
That's me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you touching my face? When do you have to do that? I don't get it.
True. Nah, I'm like 5'6", so like a girl will occasionally come by and give me the pinch on the cheek because
what?
I guess like being shorter, you're like less dominant when you walk into a room.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean,
less dominant or more adorable?
Yeah, like I mean both at that point.
Okay, there we go. So, let's get it.
And that's another. I mean,
that's another
they're
name.
Have to call me adorable, baby. Not adorable though. Adorable.
You know adorable. What
ends with a U.
I feel that.
I feel that. Feel me?
Yeah. I got good skin too. I'm a little upset that none of y'all, you know.
No, y'all got great skin actually.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Jay's over here glowing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, this is regular. Glowing. Yeah, it was regular. And I forgot to do my skincare routine. That's the most crazy part.
For real.
What exactly, like, what? I'm going to just expose it live. I think I should expose it live. Do we have, like, the X-Files thing? Like
right now, tell me, I'm ready.
Do it. It's a skincare routine. Y'all are gonna have to learn about it at this point. Nah, but for real, it's weird. I'm a Filipino dude, so we get acne very, I don't know, but from what I know, like growing up, I've seen a lot of Filipino dudes with acne.
Yeah.
So of course when I hit—
You're Filipino? I thought you was Jamaican.
I've gotten away with black and Japanese before.
Uh-huh. Really?
Just bar conversation. You know, like at a bar, when you're talking to somebody, you're not like, you'll get the information, but you don't really fact check it. Like, we're at a bar. Like, I'm just not.
Yeah, yeah, we're drunk. So.
Like,
yeah,
I could tell you anything. You know what I mean? And you probably forget it tomorrow.
Any question I ask in a bar, I don't care.
Yeah. So it's,
even if we not in a bar, I'll forget the shit tomorrow.
Yeah. That's like names.
Yeah. Y'all say nice to meet you. Oh, I totally forgot already. Mm. Yeah. As soon as I say nice, I totally forgot.
You ever see somebody for the second time? You got their name the first time, but of course, like, you're just you and you just forget the fucking name, of course. Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah. But yeah, I'm Filipino.
Mm. So what that got to do with your skin?
No, like, I mean, in my history, like seeing kids grow up, like my age, they all like had a lot of acne. And I don't know, I guess like I was just, I blessed.
Fortunate,
like with some genes. But like, I think it might have been like 3 years ago. This sounds so like, I guess millennial and in a way, like, weird, but, like, I started drinking water more, like, you know what I mean?
Like, so they don't tell you, like, they always say cliche shit, like, oh, drink water and, like, get some good rest, but they don't say, like, mean it, so I don't take it serious. But, like, when I started drinking water, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I had, like, a lot of a Filipino diet is, like, you eat, like, pork and stuff, and, like, a lot of, like, and sugar, and it's, like, the sugar intake is crazy, you know what I mean? But I love the food, like, no matter what, I'm still gonna eat it, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't eat pork. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I did, I'm going in on Filipino cuisine. It was just, like, I think 3 years ago is when I was, like, okay, maybe I should, like, look into what I'm eating. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had never been that guy to be, like, I'm looking at what I'm eating. Like, I just, like, I don't know. I just loved everything. But, like, I drank a lot of water. And then I got, like, Cetaphil, which was, like, you literally get that at like Shoppers Drug Mart, right? I just got a Cetaphil.
What's that?
And it's like cleanser. Just like a cleanser. Facial cleanser. Yeah. And then like it comes with like a moisturizer. And I just use that. Mm. And I'm like, okay, cool. Just use this. Drink water. You know what I mean? And make sure I'm okay. But it may be different for a lot of other people, which I of course sometimes I don't realize. But I'm like, damn, like some people be five things deep. You know what I mean? Just
some people got to nigga, it's a workout. It's a workout to wash your face, bro. Like,
God bless you. Drop a bomb for him. Yeah. Hey, that's a lot of effort, man. It's a lot of effort to have great skin. But I'm happy. We gotta influence the youth to drink water.
Yes, sir.
Yo, y'all out there listening to this podcast, go out, pause this shit, and go get you a glass of water.
Yeah.
You don't gotta go out. You could.
Are you guys soda guys? Drink soda?
I enjoy... It depends on who at. Who, yeah, I'll tell you after.
Depends on who emails. Get it.
I feel you.
Yeah, I dabble in drinks. You know, I was just with my man's Tyrone. Shout out Tyrone from episode shit. You know what it is. I was just getting a drink of tequila and this man at this bar or whatever, apparently he's like this fucking popping tequila drink maker. So I'm just like, yo, what
like
do I
makes
get?
Tequila he's like self-made. Or he mixes his tequila good?
One more time?
Like he makes the tequila himself or he just mixes
that. That would be cool, but nah. He like, he just knows what to mix with tequilas and he knows his tequilas and there's like,
he's like the Salt Bae for tequila.
Yeah, for tequila.
Yo, pineapple juice, bro. Trust me.
Yeah. Yo,
that's the guy I was telling you about, man.
There was mad shit in my drink. I ordered a tequila drink, and there's just mad shit in there. But, like, I'm feeling it now. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was before this?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you're touched.
Yeah.
Your hands are touched.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Birdman. I heard that slang the other day. I was touched. I don't know about that.
What does that mean?
Medical tips.
It touched you. Yeah.
Yo, I always say that. I'm like, yo, touch I'm not fucked up, but yo, I'm touched.
Yeah, I'm touched.
Yo,
I'm
shout touched. Out to a classic though.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Fuck. Before we go any other direction, I don't know really where this podcast is gonna go. I haven't seen you for a minute. Fuck, how you been, man?
I haven't seen you guys for a minute. I actually want to start off by saying, like, I'm actually really, really proud of you guys. Like, it's so cool, like, seeing you guys graduate, like, steps up. And even just holding a podcast for like this long, like, you know, this generation of like people who like are overnight creators.
22 who, episodes
you know
deep.
What I mean? 22.
Yo, I know a hater out there is scrunching his fucking paper in his hand right now. He's so mad. He thought we wouldn't make it past episode 14. And we did that. We can't do it to 15. He's mad. Every episode, every time he gets a YouTube notification, he's like, fuck.
Man. Yeah. But you're here. Yeah. And it is what it is. But yeah, I haven't seen you guys. It's been like, well, I mean, I've seen you guys like in person, like hanging out and shit. It's like, hey, what's up? But like, I think the last time I saw it was Tim's wedding.
Yeah.
That was the last time.
It can't be the last time I saw you guys in person.
Yeah.
Really?
Remember that time we were driving downtown? Was that before? That was before Tim's wedding.
That was before Tim's wedding. When you're just like walking downtown, I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, we pulled up on you. Didn't know it was us for like 5 seconds. Yeah. It must have been scary. Like, yo.
That's me, though. I'm everywhere. Do y'all do shit alone?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'll be doing shit alone. Yeah.
Here and there, like around the city and shit.
Yeah. Like, do you. A lot of people, it's so weird. Like, you make stuff on the internet and people just don't. Do you ever go to like the grocery store and somebody like spots you and they're like, yo, what are you doing here? It's like, I'm doing what the fuck you're doing.
I'm doing the same shit.
What else am I going to be doing at the fucking grocery store?
Bro, all the time. I be getting a haircut and somebody, yo, bro, what are you doing here? Like, literally, getting a fucking haircut.
You're literally half my head is shaved right now.
Yeah, like. But I mean,
you're at the gym? What are you doing here?
I'm in the middle of my set. My nigga.
Yo, spot me.
But yeah, I mean, you know, things have been great, you know, making music and stuff.
Word. I see the production of your videos is crazy. I always enjoy watching them.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, for sure. Same
yo,
thing
I always here. Say, man, you're one of the hardest. All right, go ahead, man.
No, go ahead.
No, you, all right.
Hey.
All right, you go after me then. Yo, you're like easily one of the hardest working people I know. Like, nigga,
oh, thanks,
just like
man.
Fucking, just like straight through. Like,
for
as long as I've known you, it's like, oh, new shit dropping. Oh, I got this fucking project dropping. And some new
thanks,
music,
man.
And new videos. And
yeah, I think it's like, you know, when I was really little, I wanted to do it for a job. So it's like, I just treat it like a job. You know what I mean? And I see you guys do it too. You know what I mean? Like just the seriousness of having to like bring it. If you think about it, like even like this situation, like you're bringing a bunch of people together to speak on like microphones to show to people about, online. Yeah, like if you actually told that to, I guess, people that are part of like that traditional lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's very weird. It's like.
For what?
Yo, even me, I was like, podcast, why the fuck would I listen to
it? Yeah, but it's like cool because it's just creation and it comes out. And when you just treat it like a job and you hustle it and you like want to keep doing it and you feed to like a great, I'm just so happy and fortunate to have like an audience.
Yeah.
Like that's something I'm like really, really happy about. Like I can put out a t-shirt and they're going to be people that fuck with it. And
yeah,
then
you have
I'll
a
put
passionate
out
fan base for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so thankful for it. Like there was I will admit there's like a point in time I took it for granted. Like of course, like when you're in it for that long, I feel like at a certain point, like, you know what I mean? Like the people are going to be, you know, like shut off. And then of course, when you're stuck in something where you got to have a brand and you have to do this, that, and the third, you get stuck into like making shit so much that you're forgetting who you're making it for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think like, if you just keep a constant balance of like, I got to make it for these people. And I also got to like have some personal growth to make it for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it works.
Yes,
but of course, like nothing is that perfect. Right. Yeah. And we slip and, you know, things happen in life. So I'm just happy to be here at this point. Like, for real. I'm really, really happy to be here. And I'm happy you guys are here, man. This is cool, dude.
I'm fucking here.
It's fucking cool. This is my first podcast.
Oh, for real?
Like, literally ever.
Let's get it.
I did, like, an interview with Jack and I. Shout out Jack Paris in the fucking building, by the way.
Shout out Jack.
That's the prodigy. No Mobb Deep. That's the prodigy.
R.I.P.
But, yeah, like, I was talking to Jack, and I was like, you know, I talked with, like, Tim in front of a camera, but I was talking about, like, me the entire fucking time.
Mm.
But it's just, like, this is random order, so I'm like,
yeah,
I'm finally just about to be talking about bullshit. Like, I'm actually happy about that. So, you know, it's cool.
That's all it is, man.
Also, say what?
It's my job.
Yeah.
Yo, if I explain what I'm doing to my grandpa, he'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right?
She's like, all right, when you getting a real job, then?
Hey, man, this is a real job, though, which is fucking sick. Like, the other day, I had just, like, one of these, like, weird bare minimum life moments where, like, you know, also bomb, I got my first place this year.
Oh jeez.
By myself.
Get it.
It's cool. I hadn't moved out. Like a lot of my life I was, you know, like after my mom passed away, I stayed with my dad for a bit, but I finally got my own place. And I was sitting in my room and it's like I get this good view of like a sunset. It's like the sun, you know what I mean? It's going down, and I'm fucking, you know, I was high as shit, and I ordered wings, and it's like, I'm sitting there. The fucking sun is setting. It's fucking, like, orange outside. It had just rained, too. Jeez. So, like, the fucking glow like from the sun was just like...
Did you have the wings at the same time?
So, like, I can hear the street Buffalo? Sounds. There's like a streetcar in front of my crib, too, so you can hear the train coming through every now and then. So it's just, like, hella vibe. Mm. And I was sitting there. I was like, dude, like, I get to wake up whenever I want. I get to order whatever food I want. I get to fucking literally do whatever I want because I took a sacrifice as a kid to say, like, fuck it, I just want to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. And, like, literally, like, you tell that to a grandma or grandpa, like, that's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Right. It's fucking crazy. But it's so cool, and I just felt so thankful. Like, I'm literally eating chicken, like, high as fuck, watching the sunset when I could be, like, somewhere hating my job right now, or like really, really unhappy with like another choice I would have made in life. But like, I'm here, you know what I mean? And it's not a fucking Bentley. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? I'm not going to Eliante and fucking icing something up. No, I'm like, I'm just by myself and it's
enjoying
cool.
Enjoying life.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Solid,
nah, little things. It's a blessing and a curse too, because like you can wake up whenever the fuck you want and then just.
And get lazy. Yeah. Y'all ever have those lazy times?
Yeah. All the time.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
All the time. I think it's fucking. It's just human, bro. Like, same shit when you go to a grocery store, you go to a barbershop, and niggas is asking you, yo, what are you doing here? It's like, bro, I'm just as human as you are, you know what I mean? So, you going out or you fucking getting, you, I don't want to say too used to something, but too used to something, and just like, you know what I mean? Chilling.
So, you said it. Okay.
Yeah, the same shit, yeah. Okay. But I also wanted to say, fatality human band.
We haven't even done introductions. I feel so bad.
Nah, man. Fatana. Everyone, I see the comments saying, yo, are we going to see what Fatana looks like? I don't know.
Oh, is he masked? Has he never been shown?
Never been shown. like my man's from Penny Proud. What's my man's name?
Wizard Kelly.
That's Fatana.
You should have him like Daft Mortar. Punk and just have him in a mask.
You've done videos and shit though, right?
Yeah, like if they,
you could do some research.
Yeah, yeah, I could do some fucking research.
It's fine. You can find super him. Deep down in the web, Facebook photo, like his first beer somewhere.
Huh?
If he comes in, who's most handsome then?
Ooh,
that's what gets rocky. That's why we like, yo, man. Yo, if you just record and just.
Jeez. God damn, I love how Birdman is still looping.
Yeah,
over.
He is. And Trey Songz just had a baby. I saw this. Trey Songz had a baby
with who?
Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian and Kanye named their new son Psalms.
Psalms
West, yeah.
Wow. Like from the Bible. From the Bible?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
It's a big verse.
Shout out to babies, man.
Speaking of verses, don't let me lay one down right now. Shout out to Ghost. You know what I'm saying?
We doing shout out.
We doing shout out.
You might well do the shout out,
shit,
man.
What?
Hey, shout out suspension, man.
Mm-hmm.
100.
Cause how you gonna be impacting the road?
Uh-huh.
Going on the road, nice. Hitting bumps.
Coffee, you know, don't spill.
Yeah.
Shout out
to coffee.
Shout out coffee.
Oh, wake up. What's up?
Shout out, like, literally the one in every like 50 times, like you go to like Starbucks and you know you find that one supporter there and they're like, yeah, I'm a nice you on some. Here's a venti. You know?
Shout out to them, man. Shout out to the hookups, man.
Keep shout doing out. That, man. Every time you see me.
And also, shout out Almond Milk.
Almond
Milk is the key.
Oh, yeah.
The key to life.
Fire.
Shout out Almond Milk, man. The other day, I had regular milk, and it was not peng. Shout out to the UK.
Wait, are y'all on that, like dairy substitute wave?
Yeah. I'd still be cheesing and shit, though.
Yeah,
I might as well fucking drink milk at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to change my life around.
What kind of cheese do you fuck with?
Man, all cheese, man. If it says C-H-E-E-S-E, yep.
I feel you.
You feel me?
I feel you.
What's my favorite cheese, though? Probably fucking Habanero Jack. Is that real? Shout out to cheese, man.
Shout out to fuck Google.
Cheese.
That's a real flavor.
To cheese? Habanero cheese?
Habanero Jack. Or am I mixing two cheeses?
Now you good.
It's oh, lit. Yeah.
That's it.
It's lit.
You fact check that.
I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
So apparently, what was the streamer's name? Fortnite?
Nick Merckx.
Nick Merckx had a similar ghost story. And my boy was, I don't really know the full story, but Fatana the Human Bandana was telling me that, I don't know, son heard a thud upstairs. Yeah. No one was there. Then son heard it again and he ran out the crib. So yo, shout out to running from ghosts, cause it's like, yo, just let ghosts be ghosts, boy. If they gonna be
solid
ghosts,
it is.
Fuck, you know what I mean? Just get out. Get the fuck out. You ain't got nothing to do with
shout
that.
Out to Bird Nest one time, man. Fuck it.
To what?
Bird Nest, nigga. Like a nest for birds.
Why?
Holding the babies, man.
Yeah, you gotta
holding the babies down. Yeah, yeah. Why would I even question that?
Stupid ass question.
Fucking bird mom protecting, man.
Yeah.
Fucking protect.
Shout out to bird moms, man.
Oh, man. Hey, we was talking about ghosts, and you had me very interested because you said you had a good ghost story. I wanted to hear it.
Man.
I like ghost stories that give me goosebumps, man.
Oh, man.
But then, like, later on, I'll be scared of shit.
I'll be like, fuck.
Yeah.
What else?
My mom had, like, a bunch of, like, we used to live in, like, you guys know Brampton. So, like, we live near Bramley City Center. So, like, Four Kings Cross, like, Knightsbridge Apartments.
Yeah, yo, shout out 17 block, Knightsbridge.
Knightsbridge.
Fucking rage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, Nighty. What's poppin', baby?
17 Knightsbridge, man. 1501.
Stupid. Been by the fucking robber. Been by the fucking robber.
Right
there's a robber
the street,
there.
Oh, yeah. Right yeah. across yep. the street.
I got backwards. Great fucking staff. And there's a Tim Hortons inside. Anyway, so.
Now?
Inside the robber?
Yeah, yo, there's like a fucking Tim Hortons. There's like a Subway inside the robber.
Holy.
Fire. That's cool. Fire. You get chocolate almonds. It's great. But anyway.
Surprise there. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, we used to live around there and you know, my mom told me, I guess, stories about an old man who passed away in that apartment. And he was staying basically, so it was like a two bedroom.
In the unit you're in?
Yeah. So it was like a two bedroom. And there was like my parents' room with us, like basically like, so it was like my mom, my stepdad, me and my brother at the time. But I mean, all this like ghosty kind of stuff was like going on before my stepdad came into the picture. But like, yeah, my mom would just tell me about like the like an old man. I guess she heard the story prior to when she moved in and like. He passed away and she would hear him like weeping in the room. So it was like the room, we would all sleep in one room. Like, you know, times were a little hard at the time. So it was like my step pops, my mom, me and my brother. And before my step pops came into the picture, it was like me, my mom and my brother, we sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
So, and then the other bedroom, there was like a bunk bed in there, but like, I guess my mom had lived somewhere prior, so she like kept like that as storage. So there's like a bunk bed, but there was a fuck ton of like storage and toys and a bunch of shit in the room. So like we never really slept in there. But in that room, there was like that dude.
That's where the dude passed.
Yeah. And I can't really give you, of course, my mom's not here to really give me too many specific stories, but like there are stories in which like, you know, my mom and my like real pops would like fight and then like it'd just like throw something to the ground or some shit to like diffuse a situation.
Oh, it's a good ghost.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, like it wasn't super creepy. Like when, but I think the creepiest one, not really creepy in a sense, but just like eerie, was like, like my mom, we were moving out. Sorry, by the way, if I'm not speaking with any conviction, I'm saying like and the billion things. I haven't been on camera in, you know what I mean, however many years. But when we were moving out, my mom, you know, we took everything out of the house. And it's so weird. I vividly like remember that day. Like it was so crazy. My mom bought one of those like rotisserie chickens from like Metro. And like we all ate it, but we had no fucking furniture in the house. Cause like we were moving to the other side of Brampton. Yeah. And we were just all like sitting like cross-legged on the floor of the apartment, just like eating this chicken. And my mom was like, I can hear him crying. And I'm like, what? Oh, he's like, shit. He's crying. Like we're leaving. And I'm like, wow, oh, shit. That's crazy. So like, you know, he might have liked us, I guess, or like taken a liking to children, like, you know, I guess being a guardian for my brother and I. But yeah, like there's stuff like that. And my mom had like hospital stories too. And I know my mom wasn't sedated, you know, when this stuff happened. But when my mom was like in the hospital, this is St. Joseph Hospital. I know you guys know that. Like going down the Gardner, you see that one hospital to the left.
Yeah, sure. In Toronto, right?
Yeah.
That's where my niece was born. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So shout out, drop a bomb for your
shout
niece.
Shout my niece, man.
Yeah, man. Niece doing gymnastics and shit, man. She old now.
Oh. Jumping jacks and whatnot.
Oh.
Bat flips.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah.
What it is, man.
But yeah, like my mom, she be, you know, in her hospital bed, whatever the hell they call those. And you know, in the middle of the night, like dead in the middle of the night, there'd be like a little girl, like my mom was like, she knew too. You know what I mean? My mom had like experience with this shit already at this point, like as you guys would know at this point. So, you know, the little girl would like chuckle a bit and like like pull the curtain over and like look at my mom and then like, you know what I mean? Just like run away. And she did it like twice.
No,
and I know my mom wasn't sedated or like any like my mom is my mom, you know, my name is my name, my mom is my mom, so like, you know what I mean, like I you know somebody for that, like, you know when they when they're lying or when they're like kind of, you know, and my mom was like 100% she was like like there was this little girl, but she was at peace with it. She was at peace with it because she was like, yo, like I the more I'm going to, I guess like the more she's going to be afraid of it, she's probably just going to manifest a worse energy. And the, you know what I mean? That's what I feel at least. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, I feel like if you just manifest the wrong energy around a ghost, you know, or like play the situation, then the, then they'll be like that, you know? But, you know, I have friends too that like have bumped into like things like that. And we're just like, they just told the whatever it was to like fuck off and it just fucked off. You know what I mean?
Hold on, man. My sister calling me.
Shout out to sisters, man.
Shout out my sister.
Yeah, we were talking about, we had a...
I'm shooting a podcast, so what's up?
We had a similar talk away from the mic. Good hit. We had a similar story last last episode. We were talking about our grandfather in Jamaica, and he was just saying how like, yo, in Jamaica, ghosts are so like common that and like
the
just
Duffy?
Broad daylight. Yeah, he just be like yo, fuck off and shit, and then they just fuck right just off. Fuck off.
Really?
Man. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, that's an actual thing. Like for you to talk to ghosts like that, I don't do all that. I don't want to talk to them.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
I remember when I was young, I was probably a little boy. And I went to my mom's side's Colombian. So I was at my mom's aunt's house, or my aunt's house, my mom's sister. And then her fucking kids, Faitan, I think I just kicked the shit out of this camera. Faitan, the human bandana. I just kicked this camera. I don't know if it's the same shit. But yo, honestly, it's just my foot is long. I'm 6'9", so, you know, anyways. So I was at my aunt's house, and then they took me downstairs, and then they're showing us the Ouija board, and I'm like, nah, like you guys
that's,
are fucking
no, nah, that's nah. Whack. That's I hate much. Those things, man.
Nah. You believe in them?
Yeah, but like, man, that's just some like that's just some suburban kid shit. Like
bro, play Game Boy.
Yeah,
that's
like
what kids do.
Bro, like you ever see those movies and it just gets aggressive? It's like a bunch of kids playing with like dolls and shit. There's let's ride bikes, and there's like one kid just busts out a Ouija board. Like, oh, that's a great fucking way to fuck everything up today. Yeah, it's just so fucking weird. Yeah, those things turn me the fuck off.
That kid's bike was shit, that's why.
Yeah.
No, how about a Ouija board?
One bike comes through with like shocks and shit. He's like, nah, man, you know what? Just fuck, bikes are whack, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna just
Ouija. You wanna know what's sick?
Fucking Ouija boards, bro.
I can't fuck with that like super demonic ghost shit. But like I'm entertained by the stories. Like, you know what I mean? I could hear some ghost stories, but I just wouldn't want to ever have an encounter on my own. But I have like a lot of spiritual encounters.
Like what?
Like my mom, when she passed away, which is this is actually gonna be really cool to tell people in general. Just my fans know, but like I'd love for like other people to know, just so like maybe if they go through like a death or something, like they could probably spot certain things. But super long story short, my mom was sick, so you know, she was the tube and everything and all that, and she couldn't socialize, like it was, you know, hard to talk and everything, so she had to write everything down. And like in the last hours of her life, like she drew this heart, like this little like scribbly heart. Yeah, I think she just knew like what was gonna happen. You know what I mean? So she had left it for my brother and I and my sister. And you know,
the sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
She passes away and we find this little sheet of paper. So I tat it on my hand. My brother tats it on his hand and my sister tat it on her hand. Mm-hmm. And all three of us as the children, like we spiritually, like not see her, but like we see signs, like, you know, in our own, I guess, ways and minds, just hearts. Like I see hearts everywhere I go, like literally no matter how far I travel in the world, anywhere I go, like I'll be in the worst, like I'll have the worst day ever and go walk outside and it's raining. All of a sudden it's raining, right? And like the rain will stop and I'll just keep walking and all of a sudden, like, you know, the cement dries and stuff, but there will be like one patch of cement that just perfect heart, perfect heart. I'm saying like perfect heart. That's and like fun. Other times where like, I remember touring, like we had to tour and I think we were in like Denver, Colorado and we parked at the back of the venue and, you know, I hadn't seen any sign of my mom, like nothing. I was looking, I'm not gonna lie, I was like looking because I was like, yo, like I want to see this shit's real. And I remember talking with my homie about it. Like, yo, like, I don't know. I think I might see a sign. He's like, yo, turn around. We turn around, this brick wall, just big ass heart, like right behind me.
Oh, shit.
Just like everywhere. Like there are other things too. Like I ripped my shirt one day and I swear to you, the rip was like a full out heart. Like it was perfect heart. Like it's weird. And I see them almost everywhere. And like, you know, that's why I'll gravitate towards things with hearts on them, like little t-shirts and like little funny like knickknacks and stuff. And it's just, it's cool to see. But I know for a fact that's like my mom just kind of like letting me know, like, yo, I'm around, like, don't worry. Like I kind of take it as like if I'm ever going through like a time of like of desperation or, you know what I mean, any tribulation in my life, you know, any trial that I find, I'm always just kind of going to kind of see it. And it's not going to be like, like crazy, you know what I mean? Like a crazy sign or anything, but it's just like, yo, I'm around, man. Like, don't worry.
Damn.
That definitely made me happy.
That's deep. Yeah.
It's very cool. It's super fucking cool. Like, you know, God bless any, you know, any kid who's going through a situation like that and wants that sign, you know what I mean? Because you might find it one day. Like, it might just hit you. Like, you know what I mean? I love hearing stories like that. Like I'm still here stories, you know? Like, that stuff really, really, like.
Yeah, man.
That's, you know, fire. Shout out Ghost too.
Shout out Ghost,
fucking,
man.
A ghost dog licky or some shit, nigga.
Yo, so look, I lost my dog. I lost my dog.
It's not funny that you lost your dog.
My dog Tyson.
Nah. You got a dog named Tyson?
Yeah, that's
fire.
I don't know why. I think
because Mike Tyson bites. You heard? So what does Tyson do?
Say no more, yo.
What kind of dog was he?
He was Pomeranian.
Fuck with it.
So he was
those dogs are evil, by the way.
Yeah. We went to I don't even remember where we went. I think it was Dominican Republic or Mexico. It was like our first vacation. I think it was Dominican. DR. Yeah, we went to DR. And then I don't know why, bro. My dad just thought it'd be a good idea to let my grandma, my mom's mom, watch the dog. And I'm like, realistically, the dog was just known for cutting out. Like,
once like the door's outdoor, open, like,
every
out.
Fucking chance it got to sprint just straight, it did it. Like, shit, soon as the door, sucks. Like, as soon as you hear the door, just straight.
Bro,
like,
it must be annoying as an owner, too, just to, like, always have to chase after
chase
your shit.
In my bare
like,
feet.
Bro, you don't want to live
fast.
Here, bro?
Like, he was fast.
I was getting cheese.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, it makes no sense.
Cut.
You were like,
cut, yo.
Back your shit. You want to go? Get the fuck out. But you would, like, you look before you open the door. You're like, I don't see this nigga. Open the door. Gone. So I'm like, yo, dad, I don't think it's good. I don't think I told him, but like,
you gotta walk in the door
like,
with a shovel, nigga, just to make sure like, if you catch a run.
Block this guy. But I don't think I said it, but in my head, I'm like, yo, I don't think it's a good idea if he cuts out. Like, my grandma's mad old. Like, she's not gonna catch him. The dog's gonna be gone. Long story short, we go on vacation. I think we told the story. We go on vacation, we come back, and we find out that the dog got out and it was crossing the main road, Edenbrook and what was that, Beauvais?
Beauvais, yeah.
Edenbrook and Beauvais.
No.
And he got hit.
Damn, man.
Shout out to the man in the pickup truck that ran over my dog. I'm looking for you. Anyways.
Yo, if you got a pickup truck.
A white pickup truck. You watch know what yourself. You did. Yeah. You know what you did the year 2007. You stole my heart.
Some soldiers.
Yeah. So he killed my dog, and then this fucker, I was going to sleep, and I honestly just felt like it was weird, but like I just felt like my dog would always sleep on the bed with me. Honestly, I was mad young. I'd probably still do it. Dogs are mad comfortable. So he's like, he'd always sleep on my bed and shit, and like, he'd always like fucking fuck around and see if I'm awake and shit, whatever. But I just felt like this dog nose on my cheek, and I was like wet, and it felt like someone like went like this and then like came off. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh shit.
But I opened my eyes and no one was there, so I'm like, yo, that's kind of fucking weird. But it was wet, it was cold, and I'm like, yo, that felt like a fucking snout. So like,
damn.
I know a snout when I feel.
Probably got up there and was like, hey. Man, I gotta say my last goodbye to my dog.
Yeah.
And he just fucking came down. He's like, hey, your dog. And you my dog.
Yeah. There's even this.
Give me this kiss real quick.
Yo, hold this down.
Yo, I'm not here, but hold this down right now.
Yo, hold that real quick. We'll see you on the other side.
Remember when our fucking bird died? I think we told the story too, and we started hearing two whistles like back to back. Like,
oh,
we had
really?
Lovebirds. Yeah. And like one died, and then like fucking the other one was just sad and just like tweaking and jumping around his cage. And,
is it true? Like if you like separate them, they go fucking crazy.
Yeah, like
die?
She was really going fucking crazy. And they've been together for like years, bro. Like,
wow.
Like I don't even know how long, but they've been together for some years. And then when one died, I just kept hearing like two whistles at the same time. Shit. I'm like, bro, I'm like, nah, this is fucking weird. But yeah, sheesh. Shout out to Ghosts and Paranormal Activities. I don't want to experience anything. But
there was one time with a fucking ant ghost, right?
What? Like a little
I was really
insect?
Listening. I'm like, yo,
this was a fucking like, bug, right?
And this bug is bit me. Yo, I saw a fucking spider in my bed the other day. I was asleep and I started freaking out, bro. Like,
yo, ghosts and spiders?
Yeah.
Yo, so you guys know like gnats and shit and how annoying they are,
fuck
right?
Oh, yeah. Man.
So
not shout out to them.
My whole block is like infested at this point with like gnats. Like I literally walk outside. It's like
I think
crazy.
I know where you live now. Now that you said
so
that. Talk after.
It is what it is. So gnats is everywhere at this point. All right, don't fucking find my address. But anyway, or find it. Like it's cool. Like come kick it.
Nah, don't say that.
No, definitely not. There's like a shit ton of gnats, and like I'll walk outside. And just, I'll hate it. But the worst part was like this one night I like walked up to my room and I opened my window just air things out, and there's just a fuck ton of gnats there. Mm. I'm like, oh goddamn. Close the shit. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning, right? Big ass web. Just a billion gnats all over the shit. No gnats around my fucking spot, like at all. This one spider came through for me and was like, yo.
I got you.
You don't like these dudes in your shit?
You're not gonna eat this shit, nigga? Like,
don't mind if I do.
So much food is here. You're not
bro.
This?
Yo, and he was aggressive with it. Like, he could have made like a normal web, but he made one of those fuck you webs. He was like, yo, I don't like these motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, he was like, yo, I'm not pleased right now.
Did
just
you walk through a fuck you web?
Oh,
bro.
Especially that's tall niggas, boy. Like,
night's over. Go home.
Yeah, that, yo.
You'll never get it off your body.
Yeah.
I've walked like weird. It's like I've probably walked through like 12 big ass spider webs in my life.
I've probably walked through like 12,000 in my life.
I feel like that's not like a common thing for people to walk into a spider web.
Y'all walk
y'all
through
around spider webs, man.
You're tall, so like if they put them up high, you're gonna.
Yeah, I get that shit, bro. Like I fucking hate walking through anywhere that's like I gotta duck my head because I'm like, yo, I'm gonna run into some spider web, and then I'm just itchy the whole day.
Yep.
Like the whole day until I shower, like I'm fucking itchy, bro. Like I really can't stand.
Y'all
spiders,
do bugs?
Man.
Like do y'all fuck
I don't
with
do
bugs?
The bugs,
like
man.
Like
bugs, man.
Really?
Do bugs? What
does
that?
Bugs?
What is that? Yeah, there are people like into like insects and shit that keep like the insects in like the frame. And they put them in their rooms and shit. Like, you could eat cockroaches and shit. Like, you could go to, like...
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You ever go to, like,
Thailand
Sugar Mountain?
Shit. Sugar Mountain.
Wait, it's, like, a candy store. Oh, yeah, and they have, like, candy cockroaches and shit.
No.
It's crazy.
Oh, I'm talking about real cockroaches.
That's why they
wait, have y'all... I know y'all like, went over there to travel.
Yeah, what? But I ain't do the cockroaches over there.
Did you eat any, like, crazy shit?
Nah, man. Like, scorpions and shit. Talking about, like, Thailand or whatever. Nah.
I had very spicy rice, man.
Yeah.
Really? Are you guys like not those dudes? Fire. Like what? if somebody were to come up to you and be like, all right, guys, we're going to do like this TV show, right? You got to just try a bunch of crazy ass shit, but we're going to pay you. And then like any number in your head that you saw as like a little kid for a check that was like incredibly fucked up, like they gave you that number. Would you do it?
For what though? Like,
I want the number that's in my
like,
head.
Hi, I'm Trey. I'm going to go eat a fucking scorpion today.
Is it alive?
No, no, of course not.
I just had to see if I had to take them out myself.
Have you guys seen those, like, those, sorry, just super side note, super side note, but like, they're like those, like, it's like a squid. You see those squids and they like, and you put like something, it's like it has to be a Japanese thing for, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like this thing. It's like, it's like
squid thing.
It's like a squid in like a soup. And then they add this, like, this water and it dances and shit. And it's crazy. Yeah. Like it dances in the thing and then you eat it.
Soup live dancing.
I want to try that shit. I have never tried that, but it looks sick. You see the video, right?
Dancing.
Yeah, throw that up on the screen, man.
Throw this up on the screen then.
Yeah, and she's eating it and it's like sticking onto her mouth and shit and her cheeks. And
yeah.
Oh, nah.
That shit's wavy though. Yeah, I want to try that. Nope. Like, if you guys ever had to try that, would you?
Nah, you could fuck right off.
Really? Not even for a check?
If there's anything in this world to mess me with, it's fucking that shit.
I feel like you guys would kill a food show though.
Nah, man. I would do it.
Like an abnormal food show.
You know I'm not.
It depends on how
abnormal. Ew.
Yeah, man. Look at that, man.
Ew.
Yeah. Why is it rambling? Because it's not alive. It's just his nerves.
He's Marquise Houston in the rain right now, bro.
Yo, Loki, he's doing it for Lil Sam.
He's doing it for Lil Sam.
Yo, if you put the B2K music on the shit, like, you got surf music?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Which we have to talk about first off. Show.
Ew.
Yeah.
What?
He went to the. Kill the finishes.
Ew.
No, nah, it's leaving my plate.
Fuck that.
No, if I got
no, man. Yeah, look at him, bro. He's happy. He's like, yo, man, like, this is fire.
Nah,
like, I'm about to get eaten, but like, I'm going out like a G right now. Like, so I get to fucking dance before I go. Like, that's sick.
It's alive or it's not alive?
No, it's, I mean,
I don't think it's alive. I'm pretty sure I could be just saying shit. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, it looks
What gross. Were you going to say? Because it looks like they're dead until you pour the shit on it.
Is it his nerves?
And, I know if you kill a fish. See, that's like, you take a fish home and you chop it up and it just flinches out of nowhere.
It's his nerves. Ooh. Like, I think you just, whatever they're pouring on it, it just triggers a nerve or some shit. I don't know. Yeah. But it looks sick. Like, it dances and shit, gives you a little show, and you just eat it.
I'll leave that to you.
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fucking hold the camera.
Hold on. We said something about B2K, and then you said Shells went somewhere, and I'm hoping that he went to that Millennium Tour.
I did.
Fuck!
The chocolate one!
Yo, did they have merch?
They did.
You they had merch?
It wasn't, it was all right.
Like, it wasn't, like, it, funny, like, nah, satirical.
Nah, it was, like, it just kind of looked like, you know, like, the vintage, like, rock tees and shit? Like, it just looked like that. Like, it was cool.
There's no Omarion posters?
Nah.
Did he do O?
So yeah. So they all.
I fuck with that.
They
song,
did.
Dude.
They did. They all had like individual sets within the set.
That's Lil Fizz had his own set,
huh?
Lil Fizz had his own Lil set.
Fizz plus Razz B.
So like Razz B did. So what Razz B did? He did songs like from albums that like weren't as popular, but like they were like a little bit. So he just kind of just performed their like group songs, but like it was just only him on stage.
Just Razz B dancing.
Yeah. And then
that's what y'all gotta look up some Razz B solo shit. It's crazy.
Really?
Oh shit. I don't know about it being like super fire. But it's just like it's Razz B.
Experimental, you know.
Yeah, it's experimental. It's experimental. Yeah. But shout out Razz B on the check-in real quick. Yeah, I mean, hold your head, bro. Razz B, hold your head, my guy.
So I want to, what songs did you dance to or sing along to?
Bro, everything, bro. The whole show was fire, bro. Like I didn't have like high expectations for it because you know they're old now. Like
really?
Marion.
Yeah, like you think they can't really like perform like a full show and shit. But, like, everybody killed it, bro. Like from Chingy to Yin Yang Twins.
Wait. So who's there?
Okay,
yeah.
So Chingy.
Casually say Chingy.
Chingy. Yeah. Bobby V was there.
Bobby. Hold on. Calm down.
How did you not bring up Bobby V? That's the Bobby V show at that point.
Yeah.
That's the fucking Bobby V show.
Calm down.
Who else is there?
Hold on. I really need a second.
Let me know when you're ready, bro.
That's probably Bobby V's last.
Yeah,
song.
That's
honestly, he killed it too.
Like, Bobby V.
Is Bobby V?
He did.
He's a vocalist,
bro.
Man.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Like, he's dope.
Did he do Women All Over the World?
He did.
You fucking guy. Fucking
isn't that Pimpin' All Over the World?
Yeah.
Women all over the world.
He wouldn't be lying. I was like, there are women all over the world.
Did he do Mrs. Officer?
Yep.
Fire.
He had the video in the back too.
Bro,
what?
Yo, if you think about the times, like, dude literally said wee-wee-wee.
Wee-wee-wee.
It was okay.
Like yeah, fire. That's fire, yep. Bro.
I mean, yeah, this is it.
That's
this
the fire.
Shit. Trust me, bro. It's fire.
So, wait, who else besides?
Yin Yang Twins were there.
What?
Oh, man.
Fire. They had, like, yo, they've been saying twerk. Like, they've been saying that. I thought that was kind of like a newish word. Like, no, they've been saying that. Mario was there. He was cool.
Sick.
He did let me love you.
Bro,
how long was this fucking show?
Bro, this show is like a good like 3 hours, bro.
He didn't do what's the next He didn't do Just a Friend. He did. Of course, he had to do Just a friend.
Of course, he did.
He did breathe. He did all that shit.
How could I breathe?
Come on.
Bro, you remember Crying Out for Me?
He did.
Yo.
Holy fuck.
I think he did do that, actually.
The hardest hit of beats. And he was sad.
Bro, I remember when I was like, I had to be like 13. I was buying Nikes at Foot Locker.
Okay.
Crying Out for Me just came out.
Yeah. Mm.
And I walked in and I was buying some sneakers, and the dude working there, he's just singing the fuck out that song.
Yes.
I was like, I'll get a size 8.5. He's like, I can hear you. Got you. Like walking away. I was like, dude, this guy's fire. Like, yeah. I was like, yo, he got this guy singing this shit.
Yo.
I fuck with him. Like, this dude was like, he looked like he did not listen to R&B at all. But like, it was cool seeing like R&B that cool at that time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, man,
yo, what was the one song where you're like, oh shit, nigga? Like,
honestly, the one song. Pretty Ricky had a good set.
Pretty Ricky was there.
Pretty Ricky was there, bro.
You didn't say that just now.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I was getting
bro.
To
who else was there?
Pretty Ricky was there. I think
Jesus
and then it was B2K. Lloyd's on some tour days, but he wasn't on the day that I went. I went to the Detroit show.
He's sick.
Yeah, he's fine.
I love Lloyd.
Yo, I had a random fucking memory just pop up. I know there's Squirtle.
Oh, you're not talking about the things.
Squirtle running with a chopper right now. I don't know why. I don't know why Squirtle's running with a chopper.
You gotta
right
put
now,
that on the screen too. In the edit.
I'll definitely put Squirtle on the scene right now.
It's
just
a GTA
running
mod.
With a chopper. Yeah, yeah. So I was in Las Vegas and this is a while back. I was in Vegas and I was doing this little sand dune buggy shits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing the dune buggy shits and I didn't have plan to go ahead and do this. So like, it was just kind of like, oh, it came up. My friend asked me if we wanted to go. So we went, shout out Nate Dogg. It's my dog right there.
I remember
so
this.
we go fucking dune buggying and I'm in my cement threes and then fours.
How did you do that?
I literally had no more shoes.
Oh, really? So, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you like purposefully were like, I'm just going to do this today.
But it was approaching its time.
I would have said no.
Oh, if it was like,
I'll go with my socks.
I would have said maybe next time.
Nah, I wanted to have fun. I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, you want to hit the dunes.
No,
you know what I mean?
So not that badly.
I do. All right. So it was about his time and I'm like, yo, sure, I'll go or whatever. And then there's this like Jordan head there that worked. So we're in the desert and there's this Jordan head that worked there. And he's like, yo, you crazy. Why are you doing that in the fours? And rah, rah. I'm like, yo, they're already done. Like, don't worry. And they were fucked up. I didn't know. Stupid as it sounds. I didn't know they were going to get that fucked up. Like, they were really fucked up. Like, mad dusty. Like, I don't know. I just didn't expect it to get like that. I was dirty, too.
But that's like sand. Like, you could just put it on. Like,
yeah, I thought, like, it would be, like, soft. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I can just clean the shit off. But, like,
desert.
But, oh, yeah. It wasn't?
I didn't think it would be that crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was pretty fucking crazy. So, he was just, like, upset that I fucked up these Jordans. And I'm like, yo, man, it's not that big of a deal. He's like, nah, man. That's a huge deal. You got to respect your shoes, man.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then he's like, yo, man, I'm a Jordan head. Let me show you some of my Jordans. I'm like, okay, all right, man, I got
this
some
is
time.
Weird.
Okay.
Pulls out his phone and he showed me his Jordans.
Keep swiping right, man.
He had Team Jordans.
He was swiping. And so you should know your fucking phone, bro. He's swiping, showing me his Jordans and shit. And he swipes and I see a dick pic and he's like, whoa.
Yeah, how do you just...
Bro, and he was so calm and just said, my bad.
Like, bad player.
And he's still trying to show me. He's like, one sec. He's still looking. I'm like, yo, it's done. It's,
bro, I
it's
have to leave now.
Dog, you're seeing
I gotta
dick,
go, bro.
Bro.
Like, I don't,
bro,
I don't even,
explain
I,
that?
I didn't even know his name. Like, bro, like.
Oh, you got the Cactus Jack ones. That's sick. Yo, what was is that your dick?
Bro, how you just forget that you took a photograph of your penis and it's on your cell phone?
And a nigga like me, bro, I can't hold back my laugh, bro. So I'm there like fucking smiling. I'm like, yo, honestly, like, yo, I gotta go, bro.
I believe you, bro. I believe you.
Yeah, like, yo, you like, you love Jordans, bro.
Sick, dude.
Like, cool story, bro. Like,
oh,
yo,
man.
That is, yeah. Anyways, that's, I don't know why I just thought of that just now. Like, it's fucking dying, bro. I think me and Jordan were talking about it the other day. I'm like, yo, like, how, I don't know, man.
How old was he?
My bad, player.
He was old, bro.
Oh,
like,
shit.
He was mad old. I'm like, bro,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's why it was no big deal to him. My bad.
Yo.
Yeah, like, He's already like, he's all like, right, nigga, face you, too much embarrassment.
This ain't the first time.
It's like, whatever.
He's so used to it. Yeah, hey, look like, at my J's. Yeah, hey,
my bad.
That always happens to him. Hey, close your eyes after I show you the 11s. Man, I need some folders, man. Just what if we... All the yo, penis pics and one.
These damn phones.
You never know when the dick will pop up. You should. It's your phone, bro.
I'm going to segue that into the fact that do people like go for bathroom breaks on this podcast?
Oh, you can be the first.
You can be the first.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
I asked you earlier. People are probably going to fucking pick it out. But I was going to ask you earlier, but you were on a tangent. And I was like, nah, I'm going to leave them on that. Like,
yo, go, yo, you got to use
go to the bathroom.
I'm going
to
be excused.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think they got sponsors, but here's a word from their sponsors. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, do we have any sponsors?
That's me. I'm the sponsor.
Shout out to Sheldon,
yo, honestly, man. Yo, I gotta go on a rant, low key.
Go ahead,
get it.
Low
I'm gonna chill. Put the camera on him.
Yeah.
Faitana, human bandana. His camera's not about to die. We good, right?
Yeah. Nah, real quick. Yeah. Real quick.
Did your voice just crack, boss?
Yeah, that was a
sorry, Sheldon.
Nah, crack.
Did your voice just? What was that about?
It did. Right?
It's kind of fucked. That's weird. Anyways, my voice cracked terrible this morning.
Oh really?
Terrible.
Bro, you just gotta shrug it off.
Bro, terrible. Yeah, it only cracks around Maria. I don't get it, bro. Like, I'm like,
guys in love.
I don't get it, bro. Yeah, maybe I'm nervous, bro. It's bad. I'm like, you want coffee? I'm like, yo, I'm so sorry. And the coffee was fucking shit. I'm sorry about that. But anyways.
Yo, what's on your mind?
Yo. Now, real quick. My rant is this, bro. I get a lot of messages nowadays. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys, man. It's so awesome, man. You guys message me showing love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do not message me to tell Jermaine or Trevon anything. I'm not doing it.
Okay, yeah.
Message me, yo, man. Yo, slide this to. I'm not. Bro, y'all niggas is assholes, low key, bro. That's what these niggas do, bro. Yo, Shells, bro, I love you so much, man. You've been on the pod for so long. Like, I'm so happy you're there. Oh, man. Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know,
right?
That warms my heart. Thanks, yeah. Yeah, but yo, check this out, bro. Yo, I have this thing, bro. I'm trying to get to Jermaine Jerome, bro. Could you do that?
You think you could get him to say happy birthday?
Fuck off, yo. Real shit. Stop messaging me, you guys. Like, bro, they have Instagram. They got emails put in place for all that shit. Call the Judge Tycho line or something. Yeah. Like, don't message me, bro.
And on that note, were you about to say something?
I was about to say no more messages.
Please.
All right. On that note, I remember the other day I went to play basketball. And I get it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm approachable. I'll talk to you and all that shit. Like, it's cool. Like, I honestly enjoy it. I'd rather someone come up to me and we have a conversation instead of you doing, like, the doop-dop. You know what I mean? Coming up to me, just take a picture. Or, like, I also hate it when people just approach me recording. Like, the other day I was in an awkward position and someone's pulling up to me, recording me already. Didn't ask me it's okay if I record you. Like, bro, I'm already on camera. If I say no, I look like a dickhead. Then, you know what I mean? Like, it's
crazy. I'm hating that shit, bro.
Yeah. So the other day I was playing basketball and this guy comes up to me and he's just like preaching about his story and preaching about his business and shit. I'm like, yeah, man, that's cool. He's like, yeah, man, just pull out your phone and follow me right now, man. We'll get it popping. But if you don't want to, like, it's whatever. I'm going to pop without you. I'm like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
That's so aggressive. Aggressive.
The fuck just happened right now?
Love?
Yo.
And I'm like, yo, like,
all right, for sure. Then.
Bet.
Yeah, like, yeah, all right,
so you assumed I'd shit on you. Okay.
Yeah, you can feel free to follow the gram, but if you don't, fuck you, man. But I appreciate the support, bro, for real.
Like, I love what you do as a person. You won't find me, fuck you, straight up, man. Like,
yo.
I think, you know what it is, though? There's a, if you notice in hip hop, which I can't ever diss, like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I hate being like one of those dudes that's like, hip hop's not lyrical anymore, no substance. No, like, there's substance. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, there are so many hip hop tracks with like, they shitted on me then and I'm the shit now.
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays when people like, you know, we're very influenced by the music we listen to. So when people like go out there with like something they want to do, I think they just listen to so much like overly motivating music that's like, they were shitting on me then, now I'm gonna make it at the top. And they like carry that shit with them. So like when they see you, they automatically think like, this guy's up, he's gonna shit on me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna try it anyway because... You know, it's like, it's weird. Like,
I don't get, and if I tell you respectfully, like, we were, another situation happened where someone came up to me and said, yo, I'm a DJ. I appreciate it if you follow me right now. Like, pull out your gram. I'm like, yo, honestly, man, I don't even know you. My gram is something personal where it's like, I follow people I like and the shit I want to see. Like, I can't just be following anyone because it's like, it's just weird to me.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I respect that. Like, I appreciate that. Like, yo, rah, like, and I followed him on Twitter. It's like something a little bit different. Like, Twitter's different. You know what I mean? But it's just like, understand that, like, you know,
bro,
what I mean?
I just don't even understand that energy of like asking.
Bro, I can't. Why?
I never do that, bro.
Why?
Like, I
it's
don't
like
ask
social media
things,
era
bro.
Thing. It's really weird.
It's weird.
It's like as a musician, like you'll literally be somewhere eating, and somebody will be like, "Yo, dude, I got beats," and I'm like, "Yo, I'm 1,000% appreciative of anybody who fucks with my shit." So like, 100. And it's crazy that I even got to say that disclaimer, but of course, like we live in a day and age where a lot of people are very sensitive.
Yeah.
So it's like I remember this one time. In which I don't want to even like reminisce on that too much because I feel like just how I've grown up now is like I don't really dwell on too many situations. But there was this one situation where, you know, I was just like with my little sister and I was like, this is like long ago. And I'm getting McDonald's and this dude comes up to me. He's like, "Yo, bro, freestyle right now. Like, yo, my boy thinks your fucking shit's dope. But I just want to see you freestyle. Like, we really want to see that shit, you know?"
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, when you're at McDonald's and you're waiting for your shit, you got your receipt and it's like 5:21, you know, and it's like, it's like 5:17. Like, you can't even be like, "Yeah, man, have a nice day." And like, you know what I mean? Bro. Be polite about it. I'm just there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like it's not, I feel like an asshole when I say this, but I'll just say like, I'm off duty. You know what I mean? Well, really I'm not. Like, I'm just, that's weird. That's, you know, weird.
We're at a fucking fair and some shit happened where, long story short, I'm on like a stretcher and shit. We're going to like this, like, I guess it was like an on-site hospital at the CME. So it's like, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Long story short, it was hot. I didn't feed my girlfriend and she fainted.
Sorry to hear
that. I thought you were on the stretcher.
I was with her.
I'm glad you're okay.
You're on the stretcher?
Like, no, like, it was like a caddy, but it was like, I was sitting down here and then she was laying down here.
Damn,
so it's like, I didn't know how to explain that, but, since y'all wanted the details. So that happened and me and her like are on the fucking shit now. We're driving away. And obviously it caused like a scene. So everyone's like looking what happened. Then they look what happened and they're like, "Oh shit, it's like Jay and Trey." And then like someone comes up to us and asks me for a picture like while I'm on a stretcher. Like,
yeah, it's like, I'm like, bro, do you have like...
Look, what the fuck?
Man. That's crazy.
I don't, but you still have to be so polite. Because if you're not polite, it's like, "Oh, yo, he's an asshole." And it's just like, bro.
At that point, like, I just hope people understand. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, she did. She was cool. Yeah. Like, so, but it was just like, it happens all the time, man. Like, when, I shouldn't say all the time, but it happens like starting to happen often where I'm like, "Yo, you're asking at a really bad time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mouth is full. I'm eating."
That's the worst.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, it's weird, but you were talking about freestyle?
Freestyle? The dude at McDonald's that asked you for freestyle.
So that was like the first part of it. So anyway, like, at the time, I'm younger, right? Like, like nowadays, when stuff bothers me, like, I don't really... There are times where I'll run to social media and I'll say something, but, yo, in, like, a span of, like, 5 seconds, I'll be like, "That was whack."
Yeah.
And I'll just delete. Like, I tweet delete a lot. And it's something I got to work on as, like, a person.
You know what I'm
saying? So, like, I'm... Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, I'll admit it. Like, it's really weird of me. It's pretty sus of me, but I'll fix it, I guess. Like, I'm just that type of guy to admit when I'm wrong and just go fix it on my own time, you know? But anyway, so I vented about it on Twitter and I said... And politely, I was like, "Yo, like, if I'm out in public, like, please don't ask me to rap. Like, it's really weird." You know what I mean? Like, I can imagine for, like, the Black Panther dude, like, people walking like, do this, like, I can picture he's like you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't want to be like that, you know? And like, it's just like, I tweeted it and this person had the audacity to tweet me back like, "Are you not thankful for your fans? You inspire people every day and you're not thankful for somebody that wants to enjoy your talent in person." I'm like, "Yo, shut up."
Yeah,
like, if you were a fucking dentist and I walked up to you and I was like, "Yo, fucking clean my cavity right on sight. Are you a bitch?" Like, what? Like,
this is,
are
you, it's a, yo,
are you dapping me up? Okay, gang. It's weird.
I feel you because like people will come up to us and be like, "Yo, like,
perfect.
What do you do?" And then we'll be like, "Oh, we do sketch comedy." Like, for people that don't know what we do, we'll be like, "Yo, sketch comedy. Oh, tell me a joke." I'm like, "Bro, like, all right, are you the funny guy?" Like, you know what I'm saying? There are people that know us come up to us and say, "Yo, like, do this," or like, "Say something in Tycho's voice," or "Say something to this." I'm like, "Bro, like, honestly, sometimes you don't even know if I'm having a bad day. You're coming up to me like saying, like, you know what I mean?" It's like, it's weird, bro. I feel... I don't know, man. People, especially in comments, bro, people just be saying like mad shit out their ass. I'm like, "Bro, what are you like talking about? Like, why do you care about this?" You know what I mean? Like,
it is what it is.
And this shit is like new to me. So like, just weird, getting like noticed and shit is new to me. Like, since I've been on the podcast, so I try to answer everything. I try to like, I don't want nobody to get mad at me. Like, "Yo, fuck, all right, what can I do?" But like,
yeah, popularity is a blessing, you know, but it also gets like very, you know, odd, you know, especially if like you're at a point where, you know, back then, like in when we were kids, like fame was like, you know what I mean? Like the TV and like, you know what I mean? Like nowadays fame is so reachable. Like I can go on like I'm trying to just, I go on Young Thug's page or something. Mm-hmm. And write,
hey,
like,
shout out to Goat real quick. Hold on. We're talking about Thug. Talking about Thug.
Slime season.
Bringing it up. Young Thug just went to KFC and they had no chicken. Really weird. I would have had chicken if Young Thug came to my KFC.
A whole lot of red.
Go ahead.
Shit, where was I before?
Young Thug.
Young Thug. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I can go on his Instagram and be like, yo, you suck. And he could probably see that shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he can, like, you know what I mean? Like, things are so accessible nowadays. Yep. So it's like, I think, like, you seen the Offset shit, right? Like, when he was walking out and, like, he had the, or even the Earl shit. Like, when he was walking and, like, mm-hmm. like people think that that's, like, that could fly now mm-hmm. because stars are so accessible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, no. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I think at this point now, you actually have to really express, mm-hmm. like, double the expression of having to tell people that you're human, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, like, the amount of, with TV, a lot of the things are, like, edited. You know, you, mm-hmm. you go through the channels and you see things on TV. Mm-hmm. For everything on Instagram, like, there's content every second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like kids are looking at Bentleys and you know what I mean? Like, yeah. TV accomplishments in general, people right. are seeing every second. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's accessible. So mm-hmm. it's just, we've gone to such, like, a, you know, arm's mm-hmm. reach arms world. Reach. It's just, it's so weird. But, you know, I mean, thank God we're popular. Thank yeah, God people but, know us. And for the people that do respect our space, thank you. And for the people mm-hmm. that don't, you know, watch this podcast and mm-hmm. figure out what I fucking don't like. Yeah, I mean,
for the most part, like our fan base is like very like supportive and mm-hmm. respectful. Like for the most part, like we never have problems yeah. or we'd be out in public and they like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't want to bother you. I'm just say this and keep it moving.
Keep mm-hmm. it. That's it.
But yeah, I guess get to have some time to get overexcited. They may not yeah. realize what they're doing. Some people really aren't aware of, like, they're just not self-aware. Like,
mm-hmm.
like
true.
Like, it's a thing. Like, true. You think that, oh, because I'm so self-aware, everyone else is just like that. Some people just don't true. Know.
That's a good point.
Niggas be, like, yo. Stepping on my fucking shit. I'm like, yo, you're on my shit. Like, how do you yeah. not know that? Like, you're in my space and you're...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I get it. Like, and it's not that I'm, like, you know what I mean, unappreciative of it. But it's just there's certain times... Like, I love, like, me, a perfect interaction is someone seeing me. If I'm walking, whatever, you want to stop me and say something, but like, yo, just say something quick. What's up? Hail you. What's mm-hmm. up? You know what I mean? Like, I always show love, bro. Like, someone was yeah. driving, I ran to the car to shake their hand. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
oh yeah,
like you know what definitely. I mean? Like, it's all in your energy and how you approach a situation. Mm-hmm. But if you're coming like mad, belligerent, and loud and obnoxious, and it's just like, sneaky. Bro, it's,
yeah. yeah, I was about to say, yeah, like, bro, like, I guess a lot of people don't get their discretion or like they don't. A lot of people aren't convicted with their thoughts, and like I'll be out somewhere, and it's like. Of course, you know, of course, obvious elephant in the room to my life is like, I used to be deep pride. And you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I was the kid on the internet for real? Some people. And,
you?
That was it?
You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. like,
hold on, take your hat off.
Let me see it. I had the past and everything. You know, the past is the past, blah, blah, blah. And for anybody who really does ask about it, no, I'm not offended if you call mm. me that. I'm not, no, like, I think that's a very big term of endearment. Mm-hmm. I think that's incredible. Like,
at the end of the day, that's still you.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, I'll get into debates with people and people will be like, yeah, but you were deep pride before and it fucks up. No, like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, do you realize, like, the moment my son's born, he has a music catalog of mine that he can go from step when I was clean rapping mm-hmm. up until the new shit mm-hmm. and what I'll be currently making for him as, like, his father. Like, mm-hmm. my kid can just listen to me. Fuck nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
Like, I got a catalog for my own kid.
That's crazy.
And there are
that's
kids
hard.
That, like, can still listen to my old stuff, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, and listen to that, and no swear words, and it's great for their parents, and mm-hmm. then they could go to like the current stuff because people grow up, right? Mm-hmm. But I'll be in public, and people are like, I don't think people get that it really comes off as mean when you say this, but it's like I'll be at like Subway, just getting a sandwich, and somebody would be like, deep pride, yo, what happened to you, bro?
Oh shit.
And I'll look around like, am I look like something happened? Yo, yeah. I personally, I look in the mirror every day. I'm like, I look fucking greater than mm-hmm. I did 2 years ago. I'm fucking great. Like, mm-hmm. I look great. I worked out. I'm just like, everything's great. I'm happier. Mm-hmm. I'm happier. Like that, that's what matters.
Yes,
I finally, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people will like, I guess, you know, I also have to be excusable and aware that, like, not everybody knows the updated content. I'm sure you guys have fans. Yeah, it's just, like,
sure.
they probably still remember, like, mm-hmm. Phony G and, like, try yeah. to bring up that when, like, you know, there's shit out now and mm-hmm, you can enjoy it. You know what I mean?
I'm doing different shit.
Yeah. It's like, but it's, like, weird because people will speak to me like I totally, like, like washed out rappered myself. And I'm sitting there like, I mean, I'm straight, but I like, and the thing is, I'm never like evidently bothered. Like, I don't go like, oh, fuck that guy. Like, I'm never like that. I'm like, at the end of the day, that's another eye that saw my shit. But it's just like the social cue of having to see me and be like, yo, bro, what the fuck are you doing now? Like, people actually,
yo, you're not doing the exact same thing as 7 years ago?
Yeah. Or like, they'll literally, like.
Yeah, that's good. That was it. My head, yeah.
Bro, sheesh.
Hey, you're not doing the same shit.
Yo, why'd you stop fucking doing the iPhone videos? Why'd you stop recording off your iPhone?
I don't know, nigga. Maybe it's because weird. I'm trying to do some other shit, you know? Like,
it's really weird, but, you know, I will admit, you know, at a certain point in time, and I'll get really personal with it, it's like, I went through this, I signed to a major label, and, you know, complications happened, and I can never be like talking down on that. Like, it just wasn't the right time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, time wasn't of the, you know what I mean? It's just really bad. And, you know, I got out of the situation, and of course, like, I'm gonna be really transparent. Like, I wasn't, didn't have a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I had to start from scratch again, you know? So it's like, the adversity I got from like when I was like actually at my lowest point, you know what I mean? And people actually coming up to me being like, yo, bro, what the fuck happened to you? Like, they would literally say, what the fuck happened to you? That's like, crazy. I never did drugs. Like, I never, like, nothing ever was like the evident, like, I fucked up in life. It was life in general. You know what I mean? Like, things fuck up. And it was like, at a certain point in time, you know, this is like me at 21, 20, like tattooless. This is like before I got tattoos and really found myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, really, really found my interests and like got comfortable with them. It did get to me. I was like, wow, like, people won't even commend my accomplishments. They'll just yell off my biggest L and like remind me about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so weird because I know that when I pop, it's the same people. It's just gonna be like, yeah, like, yo, I knew that guy, knew that, bro. Yeah. Like, yo, I knew that. And it's like, it's really, really fucking weird.
Yeah.
But like, now, like, I look at it and it's like, I just know. Like, I understand some people just don't have that consideration. You know what I mean? And I just, like, people are gonna talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I'm just happy that somebody saw my work, but it is funny kind of getting like the, you know, just, I'm just chilling. I'm having an ice cream and somebody's like, yo, bro, so are you still doing music?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I have a face tattoo. Like, nothing else I can do. Like, yeah. I don't know, man.
I think it all reflects back on your personality and like how you are as a person, because I mean, even me and Jermaine, like, we've taken multiple breaks where we kind of stop doing videos just to kind of not, I mean, for our own reasons, you know what I mean? Whether it be personal or whether it be like, yo, we're trying to up our shit, like, production wise or whatever the case is.
Or I'm just not inspired right now.
And like, exactly. It could be as little
you can
as
never
that,
force
like,
that.
Yeah.
Like,
you,
man, yeah, yo, it is what it is. You try to force it and like,
it just doesn't.
The end product is never good. So I'm like, if I have nothing, I'm not going to fucking do anything.
Yeah. Also, compliments to Judge Tyco. I never actually got to say that in person. It's so just, 1 minute elaboration, because I know I've been going off on tangents, but it's cool, just like, I don't know, for me, like, and I really want like the 4Y'all fans to like really see this. I even call y'all 4Y'all still, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, I've literally seen these guys, like, I've seen you guys record shit off like a T2I, which is like, you know, like the start off, like the Rebel T2I. Like, bro, like, you guys had like your boys be your boom operator with like a broomstick tied to like taped to a mic type shit.
Yeah.
Like,
ain't no rap cap.
Ain't no cap. Oh,
bro, no rap. Like,
cap, nigga.
Ain't no cap.
No, no, I never seen a cap in my life.
Bro, like,
I buy bottles without the cap. You know what I'm saying?
Throw that shit spill every time.
Sorry, right, go ahead.
And I don't mean to be like that guy, you know. I don't want to be that guy that says this or even drops a name. But to see that, you know, doing it out of like, you know, your dad's workplace, like being there for like those, like, jeez, those funny
Sky
like
knows.
Videos. You know what I mean? Like those funny rap videos and shit. Like the phony G. Just seeing the process, the developmental process, and then seeing like you guys just sitting next to Drake in something. It's just, it says a lot for the kid literally in his room with his best friends, like not trying to hit licks, like not trying to do no dumb shit or like, you know what I mean? Like not trying to, you know what I mean? Fit in per se. It's just like, it's cool. It's like, it's a real come up. It's like a very authentic come up. And you guys know where we're from. Like we're from where like, even if you do make it, like, it's not really that publicized.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And just to see that, like, to see that myself, you know, being from it, like, I don't mean to even be like an OG or any of that, mm-hmm. like, but it's just like I've done the entertaining thing for like 13 years. So
yep.
just to see that is like, so I was literally, I wasn't a day one guy. I will yeah. say that.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're
my
like day 30.
Yeah, I was like day 30. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was day 30. Like, I was still like, you know, the shit was still in it. Yeah, yeah, like, I wasn't there in the embryonic stage, but
the
I was, you know, I was there for when the shit was like born. Y'all were, you know, the baby was kind of walking a bit. Mm-hmm. It said Dada. You know what I mean? So I was like, talking. Okay. Yeah, y'all were talking. Like, it's cool, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I just think that shit's so cool. And you guys still have that same, like, cool hunger to me, you know? But I feel like, you know, with all that, you know, of course, having to do the Judge Tyco shit and having to like actually upgrade, like you guys shot that on Red, and you know, there mm-hmm. there is time to put into that. I could tell you guys have always put in that fucking time.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
It's like cool. Like yeah, I actually fuck with that so hard because a lot of people find, especially in this, I hate using the word YouTube or mm-hmm. even like saying YouTube era. I just sound so like bitter when I say that.
Yeah.
But in this like YouTube era, it's like some people find this like niche,
yeah,
and they'll wash it the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you guys
yeah,
are on some new shit, like a lot which is time. Really, really yeah, fucking
I think,
cool.
I think people get into that shit for different reasons. Like if you're in it for money and you find out, oh, this goes viral and this makes you a lot of money, this gets you a lot of views, and yeah, go ahead. And
yeah.
those niggas are fucking killing it if that's what you're in it for. But like, mm-hmm. we're in it for different reasons. We're not in it for the numbers and shit. So that's why we can't just comfortably just take a fucking break and just like
yeah.
really not worry that 2 months have gone by and we haven't uploaded shit because I know that I'm working on some shit that like when this shit does come out, I'm going to be 100% proud of it. I don't give a fuck about the numbers and who sees it. But exactly. for the people that do see it, I'm like, all right, yeah. Like,
just want you to appreciate it. Yeah.
Sure. It's like music. Like music, like you probably know, like you make music nowadays and like people will forget about it like the next 2 weeks after.
Bro.
I mean, I feel like.
Bro, I sent my little sister my new song. She goes, geez, that's so hard. When's the next one coming out? I looked at my phone for a minute. I didn't know what to say. I literally just sent you the new song.
Bro,
this is the new one.
Oh my God.
Like, what the fuck?
Assume that one.
I was just walking, like, just before I came here. I was walking, and then I'm wearing a Judge Tyco shirt right now. And someone saw me, and then they're like, yo, like, when's the next episode? What's up with the episodes? I'm like, nigga, do you know how fucking long that took to, like, for us to make? Like, bro, the shit's
yo,
like...
Yo, people don't understand. Yo, some people just legit don't understand, and they have no idea. So you could explain how it goes, actually.
It's you have to write. You have to write the concept, yeah, right? Yeah. You have to write. You have to fucking get the shit approved. You have to fucking rearrange your scripts. After you have your scripts, you have to get together a crew.
Cast
a fucking six minute video takes hours to shoot. You feel me? Like the camera
was the size of a baby deer,
and the fucking baby deer needs batteries, and the batteries are fucking
those red
huge,
batteries. Oh my god!
It's you have budget. Yeah, you have so much shit that goes into your like just doing shit and putting shit out. And I always appreciate when I hear like. People when's know, the next episode? Because it's like, yo, I know that you liked it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But and I know that you're going to come back when something new does drop. So I always appreciate it. But it's just funny when they come at me and more aggressive and say like, yo, like this one wasn't as aggressive. It was like, yo, when's the next episode? Ha, see you later, player. And he drove off. She drove off. But it's just like, it's funny just because everyone is so used to getting like content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, the content that you guys are getting or the content that you guys are like watching or whatever it is, like a lot of it going back to YouTube, not to be salty, a lot of it's like not that much work put into it. It's more so camera.
Yo, you're and literally go. Not salty. It's literally not that much work.
It just, that's it what it is.
Yeah. A lot of people do like the vloggy thing or like, you know, the Insta comedy thing, which is, and yo, that's not even a bad
that's your
thing. That's just like
I,
your
just
thing.
Not in that lane. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I like even try to reach out to you because I've had a lot of friends kind of press me over this last like 2018 kind of press me and say like, yo, like, you good? Are we still for like almost check up to see if we're still friends? And I'm like, yo, damn, I kind of took some time with myself to think like maybe I'm being a bad friend, maybe I'm not reaching out to certain people. So this year I started to try and do that a little bit more. So I reached out to you and just let you know like, yo, I'm watching your videos and I'm like happy with the production you're putting out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I know you would appreciate it, you know what I mean? Like I know I appreciate when someone texts me, but it's like for the amount of, like, we know, like, again, just going back to when we first met and how much work you put into your shit and your videos, and make sure everything's right. And even if you got to go do this and you're doing everything by yourself, packaging the shirts up and shit like that,
still do it.
Yeah, like
till his day. To this day.
And yo, we just know how much like. Oh yeah, he does. He said he's gonna kill him. But long story short, like I just know how much work gets put into it. So everyone behind the screens and behind the screens and just not knowing exactly like how much work gets put into the shit that not even we do, you know what I mean? Just everybody out there, like creators, anyone creating shit, is like it's a lot of work.
Well, who cares about the creation?
But there you go. I will say the ultimate cool thing about being a creator and having, I guess, like that reception is like people think this shit's easy for you.
Yeah.
Which is cool in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Like, I never
this shit's easy. Yeah. I'm good at what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the game doesn't get easier. It's it's you just getting really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's like me on the courts.
That's like me on the courts. Jermaine. That's like me on the courts.
I remember I went up to you guys. I was like, I didn't know how fucking serious you guys took basketball. But I was just joking around with Trey. I was like, yeah, I fucking slap you a ball. This dude was like, you literally looked at me like I was a fucking duffy. Like you were like,
I don't know, something in me. It just gets triggered when niggas talk shit in basketball. I'm like, bro, like I really do this. Like, anyways.
Who's one person you'd play, like celebrity wise? Like who you know would probably like, no, just in general, like
Chris Brown. He could fucking play, hoop.
You would play or have you?
I would play.
Okay.
The two players I faced was Amir Johnson, like actual hoopers. He slapped me.
Oh, really? Fuck.
Yeah, but I was nervous. But
oh yeah, that's what
I think. Niggas that can like hoop, like celebrity wise, I can hoop. I think Chris Brown can actually fucking hoop. Yeah, like seeing his like hoop taste and his cross, I'm like, bro, this is ridiculous. But
yeah,
I'd slap like a lot of people, I think.
You think you could take Tory Lanez?
Hell yeah. Oh my God.
Really?
I've used to face lanes and I wasn't that good back then and it was still like,
I don't know. The dad hard. Jump shot is fire though.
Nah, yo, it keeps going working.
In. Yo, it keeps going in.
Yo, it keeps going in. Like his form is not ideal.
It's not but it working. Works. Bro,
it keeps fucking going in.
Tory, if you're watching this, please see me on the courts.
I don't know, bro.
Yo, he looks pretty good, honestly. Like
he looks pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. I'm not saying he's bad.
My height and he's agile. Like he's hella agile. Like that dude is like Spider-Man.
I'm quick.
Are you?
I'm quick.
Actually, no, I can see you quick on your feet.
Yo, I'm quick. I'm nimble. Anyways, nimble. Man. Anybody want to see me?
Any more adjectives?
Oh my God. I'm fucking nice. That's one. Boy Wonder, if you watching this, we gotta get Boy Wonder. And shout out to Boy Wonder. Shout out to Boy Wonder for making the intro beat that you hear on that, man. Shout out to Wonder, just won a fucking Grammy, you fucking idiots.
Hey, shout out Wonder. Factamundo.
Yeah.
I worked with Wonder when I was like 13 and he had the fake Gucci fitted. So shout out Wanda,
because
he had one of the Yankee fitters with the Gucci. You remember those? Like you see them?
Oh yeah.
He had what? Nah, they didn't make it.
Oh, Gucci didn't make this.
It was still hard, and I fucked with him for that. I was like, yo, he got the Gucci Yankee fitted.
Fun fact.
Shout out to Wanda with the Gucci Yankee fitted.
I'll give you another fun fact. He's terrible at basketball. So shout out to Wanda. Terrible at basketball.
Yo, he gets a lot of shots in, man.
He can shoot though. He has a shot, but
you know he just gets tired fast. That's it.
That's it, man.
He's tired fast.
But it's like everybody. Like
not me.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm
tired. When's the last time you've been tired, in all honesty?
Hmm?
The last time you've been tired. Like, what?
Yo, I was hooping the other day, and true story, I started hooping at fucking 12, and I was waiting for the twins to come over, because they were talking shit, saying they want to hoop. Bro, I was waiting. I was in there at 12 working out and just doing mad cardio shit, playing ball, just working on my shot, doing what I do best. You feel me? These niggas pulled up at 4.
Why would you 4 wait 4
p.m.?
Long?
They want a basketball. I take basketball serious. That's what I'm telling you, nigga.
They want a basketball.
Like, they want a basketball. They want a basketball. So I'm there and I'm waiting and I was just like literally working out the whole time, like working out, taking jump shots and shit. And like, I probably sweated and stopped sweating and sweated again like 10 times. They pull up and literally Dwayne played for like 10 seconds and he's like hands on his knees, like I'm like, brother,
I know those ones.
How long have you been here? Like, you know, but
yeah,
I honestly I don't get tired. Like, I can be on the court all day, I don't really get tired.
No, I feel that.
So it's been a long time.
I'm too competitive, yeah. Yo, I can't get tired when I'm that competitive.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah. I'm just
it's
like,
just like adrenaline pumping, yeah, and you're like, I gotta win this fucking basketball game at the community
bro,
center.
I have a problem, bro.
This is like, my
I scream when I play basketball. Like,
I scream when I drop points. Yeah, like I gotta let you know. No, nigga, like, yeah.
Trust can me. You guys dunk?
Yeah.
I can.
I feel like such a high school kid. Like, can you dunk?
I was dunking in high school, and then, I hurt my hand, and I stopped dunking. Then the other day, I just like, yo, hold on. Let me actually. I just get too amped, and I run too fast, and I'm like, yo, I'm going way too fast, and I just stop.
Were you those guys in the halls that would do this?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I know what you're going to do, yes.
Yeah, I do that right now, bro.
And then you touch like the top of a door or something. Oh yeah, yeah. Prove that
I used to dunk on. Remember we used to dunk on friends and slap the top of the locker.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah.
Those are the best.
Hell yeah.
I definitely got dunked on like twice like that.
Yo,
it was fire. I like being dunked on.
It's 8 a.m. Cool. The first thing you do is like fucking get dunked on.
Yeah.
It was like hazing. It was like Ninering. Yeah. You just dunk just on get people. Dunked
holy
on.
Niners.
Yo,
geez.
Nine. Oh my
God.
You guys ever got no? I never got no. Still.
Yeah, I've never gotten out, but it was a thing in my school. Like,
I was Dwayne's Lipko, bro. I couldn't get Niners still. You know?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Bro.
Shout out.
You know what I'm
couldn't
saying?
Get touched.
Yo, I was.
What's up?
I was on this website called Royalty Free Beats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it that time already?
.org. Let me tell my story.
Well, you guys are in for a treat.
You know what I'm saying? Scroll through the beats.
I'm a stretch.
Oh boy.
I located a beat I'm quite fond of.
That was
and it's royalty free, so it works.
Yeah.
I'm gonna insert it into the audio shit right now.
And it's just gonna be that, like whoever wants through something.
Yeah,
to
yeah
it,
I'm not saying anyone's like, gonna do anything jacket. With it.
I'm not let me turn
actually
on
put
the
a jacket on when I rap. So you can take it off
when you get on. Yeah, I'm not even applying literally. That you gotta rap. My man Russell! Brampton, Richville, yes sir. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Robert Arnold.
Shout out to Robert.
Congratulations on the Tim Hortons.
Stupid.
Installation.
Shout out to Bramley City Center.
That's all it is, man.
Yo, shout out Bramley City Center. They got an Osmos in there now. Ooh. Get you a shawarma.
It is what it is, man. First freestyle. So.
Let's do it. Random order freestyle.
Do it justice, man. Don't be hitting no
ideas.
Fucking.
They're saying royalty free in the description.
Don't be hitting no don't fucking take down this video. I'll find you and take you down.
Hey. Hey. Listen. Yeah. Black boots stepping while I'm hometown repping. Got them haters hella pissed cause my money making stress them. So I'm plotting, they aggressive trying to find me. I'm never where they at. Them lames wanna lame, let them chat. Yeah, I'm back with some shit you never heard in your life. That's defecation in your ear, yeah, you heard that shit right. You try to diss me, then you duck me. What you curve in a fight? If your bitch text me, come and sex me. Bitch, I'm swerving tonight. Listen, yeah, I don't need no scope. I talk facts, I don't need no jokes. They be talking like, you be singing too much, you need more flows. Maybe y'all just really need more hoes. Y'all sexually inactive motherfuckers wanna talk about singing when I could rap. Circles round all of that trash you've been bringing. I spit crack. I don't lash at these minions and I don't care about they saddened opinions. Bitch be mad at religion, I'm hella blessed. Bad bitch, hella chess. Other rappers do the most while I'm busy doing my best. And your worst on an off day is... Hold on.
Man.
Hold on.
The chin is getting rubbed right now. You fucking audio listeners, man. He's rubbing his chin right now.
Oh, shit.
That's come on. Starting back again. Man.
Just go.
Starting back, man. Fuck it. Let's get it.
I got one more for him.
Hey, man.
How do you fucking... How do you do shit? You get this fucking pacer, right?
Yo, I might have to beatbox in a minute.
No. We got this shit figured out, man.
Coming back.
No shit.
This for Toronto. They got to know me by now.
That's a story.
Gotta,
is, man.
Don't fucking stop counting me out, man.
Bitch ass.
Stop counting me out.
Stop it.
Yo, bitch ass, man.
Stop
back.
It.
Yeah. Give me a little intro before I go off.
Royalty free. Don't do no stupid shit.
Y'all don't take me down. You said I could use it.
Hey.
I'll take
you. I ain't have a hard life, but I know some dudes that did. And they ain't talking when they say that they gon' shoot the shit. Came back stunting on my high school friends like who's a bitch. Breaking bread as young gods, you could call that Eucharist. Standing like I'm 8'2", lobster dish I ate too. Heard some dudes talking like I ain't shit, I'm a waste dude. Heard some dudes talking about some other shit they ain't do. When I just spent their 6 months pay on clothes and I ate food, ho. So while you're talking your barbershop conversation, I got paper lined up. Barbershop conversation. Your beer is out of fate. Barbershop conversation. Am I cut like every day? Barbershop convert. Wait, I'm talking hair too much. I'm on you squares too much. Talking about your hood accolades, but you ain't there too much. Ooh. I know people that be trying to make it out of them buildings, while these little kids be trying to make that trap shit a living. It's fucking crazy. That's cool because I was raised better. I would give a fuck about you, but caring less pays better. Here's a free sample of semen, your bitch my taste tester. Rich Vale, now let's make cheddar. It's Random Order, woo, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Impressive.
You fucking
very
heard
impressive.
What happened.
Not
it is. You fucking
not
heard what happened.
Out.
And y'all said when you were in
me.
My hand.
And don't show us
shake
from this
his
bitch.
Shake it. Shake it. Yo, listen.
Handshake?
Oh,
you got a handshake?
Yeah, shit. Okay, I was about to go in, but since the beat already cut, man, it's all right.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh man.
I guess.
Woe is me.
Yeah. Woe is me. Yeah.
So that beat come back. Man. Then, you know what
it is, look, man. Talk about me, Sheldon. I'll pull up on you.
Security calling me,
man.
One calling. I will say.
Hello.
Stop answering your phone.
Oh, you can send him out. Thank you so much.
Wait, who is that? I'm gonna send it. Ain't nobody.
Kevin's B-Day.
Oh!
Shout out my man, Kev.
Happy B-Day to my man, Kev. Yo, it's actually his birthday
May
today.
9th. Whoa.
And yesterday. And tomorrow.
And the day before that, and tomorrow.
On
three separate days.
Yep.
Bro, the legs came out, that. The body came out.
Kevin's
B-Day
is every day.
Every day.
Man, I don't even know what to say, man. First freestyle in Random Order.
Y'all never freestyle.
And we got the fucking shout out at the end. You heard Random Order, motherfucker. You heard
that's
that?
How it is, man.
You're gonna live forever now.
I will say, stop counting me out.
Yeah.
I rap. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
I'm from here.
Yeah.
I have music. Stop sleeping on me. Please.
There it is.
They don't wake up.
Wait, wait, these niggas up, man.
And I love these guys, and I'm happy I'm here.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you, man. For we love you too. And we're also happy that you're here.
Yes. Super happy.
Sorry if I get like overly aggressive when I rap too.
I was kind of scared.
No,
that
that's the only time I get aggressive.
Oh, really?
There are veins in your neck, but I was
I be getting aggressive when I rap. So I just, you know, I don't.
That's
and
the
I don't
pain, though.
That
you feel it. Yeah.
It's the pain.
The pain. Yeah. Been through the mud, man. I don't want to heal my pain.
I could, Sheldon, give me a beat right now, man.
I don't have
the
beats,
bro.
Look, I'm trying to spit this pain.
He got some pain, bro.
Spit that. I'm trying
to.
Fuck, man. It's all right. Y'all don't want to put a beat on. It's all right, man. I'm over it, man.
Look, you stupid niggas. Pull up on you quick. It's fucking Random Order, you dumbasses.
Y'all already know what it is. Yo. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
We just gonna wrap it up to the beat then. We might as well.
Cause it's royalty free. Y'all can't do nothing.
Can't
it was okay. I'm about to go get dinner.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yo, make sure if you're listening, make sure you come check out the video, nigga. Yo, it feels like
good. Oh my god, rappers.
Yo, it feels like the end of a rap song where you're just throwing disses. Yeah. In the bio, some very useful links.
Uh-huh.
Love for you to check out. 4YE.ca. We got a lot of cool shit coming. Kevin's busy. This is B-Day. Today
shout
and
out
tomorrow.
To DMX.
Woo. That's all it is, man.
Shout out to Chocolate One.
That's
Faye Tanner, the human bandana.
Yeah.
Y'all in trouble. Hey. Y'all in trouble.
The hook's coming.
Appreciate y'all watching. Make sure y'all wish Kev a happy birthday every day you wake up.
Every fucking day you wake up.
I got me the Glock. Walk around on the spot. Catch you at the bus stop. I'ma say hi to your mom. Ooh. Hi to your dad. Hi to your auntie. Man, I know she really mad. I ain't come over last week and bring the tuna casserole that I promised. I do what I have to do. I'm gonna drop these bombs, bitch. I'm abolished. I'm diabolical. Oh my god. Woo. To the physical being of the mind corporation. The internet is a lie. Everything.
Government is watching you.
I was about to sign out, but I forgot we need a quote of the day.
God damn.
Drop something for the piece, man.
Holy shit, I'm too sick for this, bro.
We need a quote of the day. I would have signed off just like that, but.
Do you, motherfucker.
Oh, there it is.
That's it.
My ears sweat.
Yeah, I should've.
Holy.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, thanks, man. I got you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.